If you catch hold of Hashem, Erechom Cho Elecho, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you. But there's a problem. And the great problem of Bitochen is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help me? Yes? What's about him? My neighbor down the block, as he was marrying up the third child, he got a heart attack. Rachmon al Islam from Chavis, he just couldn't take it, his heart just plaxed. Pliny, let's not describe another story. Almaini, another story. Thousand kashas. And here, we get mixed up. You know what Bitochen is, Rabbi Yisai? Bitochen means like this. This fellow should say to himself, Ribbono Shel Olam, when I get up in the morning and I say, Eloi Kai, my Hashem, what is my Hashem? You and me, Hashem, let's put the whole world aside just for one moment. One moment. Hashem is Baruch, I know you. The way I know my Hashem, if you will continue to run my life on the same pattern as you did in the past, do I have what to worry about? Imagine Adam Arishan. He never heard what it means to marry off children. He doesn't know nothing. He heard that you need dearest, you need the money, you need blah, blah, blah. But he doesn't know. He doesn't have experience. He didn't see the big world. He heard he has chashas. And he's in a position and has stopped marrying off children. So he says to himself, well, I don't know really what it looks like, but let's look back. I made bar mitzvahs, Baruch Hashem, I made 5 bar mitzvahs. I never thought I'd make it. I never thought I'd make it. I got through with it. I made bris, it cost money. I never thought I'd make it. And etc. and etc. And I reached here. I reached till today. Ribbono Shel Olam, if you will continue my life the same way as until now, I'm in good position. In other words, the way I know you, Hashem, then I'm all right. What's my kasha? But yeah, to me you're nice, but what's about him? What's about him? What's about him? What's about him? And here's where we become mixed up. And here's where David HaMelech says, Yipol mitzidcha elef, urevovo miminecho, eilecho lo yigosh. And Blessed Ben Pedos, when he spoke to Hashem, Hashem said, you want parnasah? Of course parnasah, but you have to realize that there's a whole world. You're not special. And Blessed Ben Pedos says, Ribbono Shel Olam, who am I talking to? I'm talking to someone that has to divide up the cake. I'm talking to Hashem that has enough for everybody. And you can make me special. You can make me your Ben Yochid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Motik, this is beautiful. This is beautiful. If you realize that you can be my Ben Yochid, and Yankel Goss is my Ben Yochid, and Shmuel is also my Ben Yochid, and Beryl is also my Ben Yochid, but you can be my Ben Yochid. If I say to you, what's about that guy? What's about this guy? Ribbono Shel Olam, what do I care about? That's your problem. But me and you, Hashem Yisborach. Me and you. Oh, Hashem Yisborach says, this is Mamash, you. Giribuch. Yi poil mitzid cho elef, urevovim miminecho. Eilecho lo yigosh. You know why eilecho lo yigosh? Because you heard the message. You said it to him and you say, eilecho lo yigosh. What's about the elef? What's about the revovo? Miminecho? Greater than I am, and more beautiful than I am, and wiser than I am, more yiddish than I am. Has kashis, a whole world of kashis. A world of kashis. The Beis Din Pedos says, Ribbono Shel Olam, you have the terutzim among the kashis. You have all the terutzim among the kashis. But David HaMelech says, we remain. And he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, 13 nahoros b'pasim and dachya. If I'm talking to you, I want more. Hashem says, what do you mean? What's about other people? What about other people? That's not my business, your business. And here Bitochen comes in very serious situations. Rachmon Aslan doctor says, there's no hope. What does it mean there's no hope? Because he's experienced. He was like that, and he was like that. Or you have parnosa problems, and everyone's business is going down the drain. And I'm just one of, if you're one of everybody, then you don't have to be tough. Bitachon is that you have bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. First of all, you realize the seriousness of the situation. And you realize that the world is run by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs us on a personal basis. In a personal basis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not love me as a Jew. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves me as Avremel. As Yankel. Not because you're Jewish, because you're Am Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Johnny as an American. And he loves Ching Chang as a Chinese. And he loves me not as a Jew. But he loves me as Reuven, as Rochel, as Leah. And the shachas he has to me is on a personal basis. Yipo mitzidcho elef, urevova miminecho eilecho lo yigosh. And who are we talking to? To the one who picks up this message. And this is what the Blessed Blessed told Hashem, and Hashem was so excited. Let me just finish with a few moments about tefillah. One of the very important points, in continuation, everything was discussed, is the koyach of tefillah. Tefillah is not only, is not just a way of life. Tefillah is dynamite. Tefillah is a bomb. And we always say this, in the name of the Bris Gerov, the name of the Ar Sameach, there are two types of tefillah. It's called Tiskabel Tzloysan Uvoosan, tefillah and bakosha. Tefillah, the Bris Gerov says, and the Ar Sameach says, refers to the tefillahs hakvois that Avraham tikkun tefillahs shachris, Yitzchok tikkun tefillahs mincha, Yankiv Tzikin Tfilis Arvus. Dov HaMelech created a Sefer Tehillim. And the regular Shacharis, Mincha and Maariv, that we go every morning in the Beis Medrash, or we take a student to our hands at home, and Mincha and Maariv, this is called Tefillah. Bakosha is when a Jewish person, or any person, when we talk to ourselves, we talk about Jewish people, but any person, any human being, is in a time of stress, in a time of tzar, and cries out to Hashem in his own language, in any language, whether it's in English, or it's in Hebrew, or it's in Spanish, or it's in heart language, that the Chofetz Chaim introduced, a new kind of language called heart sprach, heart language. It's also a sprach. The heart can talk to Hashem. This is called bakosha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu understands all language. Now tefillah is Avram, Yitzchok, v'Yankiv. Anshei Knesset HaGedolah created the tefillahs, the shachris, the mincha, and the ma'ariv, and they create our siddur. Now we have to realize that when we pick up the siddur and we daven shachris or we daven mincha, we're not using our power into davening. The mashal is, let's say you see somebody who took a piece of iron, took a hunk of metal, and threw it at a wall, and the wall just blew up and collapsed. And you say, that was a genius. And the next day you also want to knock down a wall, you take pick a piece of iron, and you throw it at the wall, and hardly makes a dent. And you go to the first fellow and says, what was your secret? How did you do it? What did you put so much power in? So he says, that wasn't a piece of iron, it was a grenade. There was dynamite inside. All I did was throw it, and it just blew up. We have to realize that our shachris is infused with dynamite by Avraham Avinu. It's Avraham Avinu's koyach. Because Shlomo HaMelech says, Ki Elokim b'shamayim, v'ata al ha'oretz. Imagine you have to broadcast to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the heavens. What strength, what power do you need? So what you do is, if someone has to get up to the skies, he takes a racket. Avraham Avinu was called Adam Godel Ba'amokim. Avraham Avinu was called a giant. Do you know how tall Avraham Avinu was? I never saw Avraham Avinu. I don't remember seeing Avraham Avinu. But I'll tell you his grandson, how tall he was. When his grandson, Yaakov Avinu, was lying sleeping at the foot of the ladder, and he said, and he looked up in the top of the ladder, the Kisei HaKovod, and he saw the Mustiukna she Yaakov Avinu. He says, that I am by the Kisei HaKovod. And his feet were on the ground, and his head was by the Kisei HaKovod. And that was Yaakov Avinu, that was the Avos HaKadoshim. So when the morning comes and we have to talk to Hashem, we have to start off a day. And we need to be matzliach in business. We have to matzliach in our learning. We need the kinderlach should learn with cheshik. Our children should learn chedi with cheshik. And we need tefillah. So what we do is we take a hitch in Avraham Avinu's power. And Avraham Avinu passes by and he picks us up. And it's like an airplane. You ever see someone in an airplane? The Dremel Tanabis? He doesn't too much put in effort. The best he does is fasten the seatbelt. And it's a good idea in shul to fasten your seatbelt. It's not my subject. It's a very good suggestion to fasten your seatbelt. When you're davening, sit in one place. And don't walk around and listen to the news. It's a very good idea. And don't open it until you land it, till it's all over. It's a very good idea. And Avraham Avinu picks us up and we say, Baruch Sha'amar, and we say the halukos and the yishtabach. And this is dynamite, this is a bomb. This is Avraham Avinu's koyach. And we daven mincha, this is Yitzchak Avinu's koyach. And we daven Meir, this is Yaakov Avinu's koyach. This is power. And we say Tehillim, Rabbi Yisai. And many people don't say Tehillim for that simple reason. We don't see what greatness is in a Pasuk Tehillim. Our hearts are like stone. Our eyes are dried up like sand. Versteht sich, of course, if I would say Tehillim like that, Rebbetzin. But my Tehillim, what is it worth? Would you want that Rebbetzin to say Tehillim for your children? Would you want David HaMelech to say Tehillim for your children? When you say Tehillim, you are infusing David HaMelech's power. This is not you. You are just using David HaMelech. The Ramelech is saying Tehillim. And the Rambam says it in the mitzvah of the Torah on Melech. The mitzvah is layarbe, like noshim, but like kesef azol layarbe, like there's a mitzvah that Melech shouldn't have too much money. Shalayate levovoy, and the Rambam says, shalhatoyas haleiv hakosiv makbid. The Torah was worried that its heart shouldn't be turned. Shaliboy who lev kol Yisrael. Because the heart of the Melech is the heart of all the Jewish people. And therefore David HaMelech, who is our king from beginning of creation to the end of generations, in his heart was every cry, every problem of Parnosa, of Machle, of children, of Shalom Bayis, everything was in David HaMelech's heart. Liboy v'lev kol Yisrael. And he put it all into this wonderful Sefer called Tehillim. And every time when he picks up a Tehillim and says Tehillim, he is exciting David HaMelech's heart. And that is the power of Tefillin, of Tehillim. And this is one part. Tefillah called Tefillin. That the Anshei Knesset HaGdoyle, the Ovos and David HaMelech, set us up this power of Tefillin. And then there's another part called Bakosha. Bakosha is something else completely. Bakosha is, for instance, if it's 11 o'clock in the morning and you have a Bible at home that you daven the ready shachas, which means Avraham Avinu's rocket ship is passed by already. And Yitzchak Avinu is not going to come till 12:30 or till 1 o'clock. And there's a problem in the house. The little boy falls and he gets an ugly cut. And there's two babies in the house, including a baby of the shoch. And you call up the kollel, the line is busy. You call up your shvigid, the line is surely busy. And you're in trouble. Many times people are in trouble. At a time of stress, whose power should you use? Avraham Avinu? Shacharis? Davin Shacharis, Davin Shacharis. Mincha? Say Tehillim, it's bleeding. It's bleeding, say Tehillim now. And there's a special kind of tefillah called bakosha. And if you want to know this tefillah, how does it come up to heavens, my tefillahs? And the answer is because at this moment, it is unnecessary for your tefillahs to come by Shamayim. Ela as only you nechayruach eshkoin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not in heaven that moment. At that moment, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you. And the tefillah of a Jewish person at this moment is more beautiful, excuse the language, for Avraham, Yitzchak, Yankov, and David put together. This is the beauty of tefillah when it's bakosh. This is the greatness of tefillah. And Ashrei me that could put them both together, that during Shachris or Mincha or Ma'ariv or Tehillim also can add heart and feeling. This is the beauty of tefillah. And therefore, tefillah is dynamite. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avraham Avinu, say me at the nigger shulcha. Avraham Avinu says, I don't have children. And Avraham Avinu says, I saw in the stars. I saw in the stars, Avraham ain't a moilit. I'll never have children. This is a problem. And the Gemara says it. Generations later, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Rebbe Lazar to change the mazel, I have to destroy the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Avraham Avinu, you, with your greatness, same as the Digna Shulcha. The stars don't talk to you. The mazel doesn't talk to you. If by nature it's absolutely impossible, that's not for you, Avraham Avinu. And it's not for your children who use your power of tefillah. And that's the minute Yisrael to say, mazel tov, mazel tov. The mazel should be toiv. And if it wasn't toiv, it should be toiv. I want to hear the little words of Rabbi Sahib. Why don't we say Yehi Ratzin Shehei Mazel Tov? At least say Yehi Ratzin. I want to hear the little words if you permit me. I think it's very famous, we all know, the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, Rashi says that he hit the stone, should have spoken to the stone. The Sefer HaIkrim says a different shot completely. The Sefer HaIkrim says, he says, you know what the chet of Moshe Rabbeinu was? When Moshe Rabbeinu, the Jewish people came to Moshe Rabbeinu and said, you want water? You want water? What did Moshe Rabbeinu do? He ran to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he fell on his face, and he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what will be? Need water. The Ikrim says, Moshe Rabbeinu, what he should have done? He should have walked over to the first stone that he sees and he should have said, give water. And that would have been Kiddush Hashem. And he says, look, he says, Yeshua ben Nun, when he was at war and the sun was setting, so he didn't go to Hashem and say, Ribbono Shel'Olam, please hold back the sun. He walked over to the sun, he says, Shemesh begivon doim. He says, Shemesh begivon quiet. Stop saying Shira and stop moving. He held back the day. And the Ebenezer is very interesting. The Ebenezer says, we have to realize, what was this miracle? Because Chazal tell us that Moshe Rabbeinu also held up the sun. And the Ebenezer disagrees. But the Chazal will mean Chazal, but that's not the point. The Ebenezer says, if this ever happened to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's impossible Torah shouldn't relate it, because this is greater than any miracle that was ever discussed in the Torah. Because to hold up the sun is a major change in all the constellation system, that everything becomes destroyed, everything becomes out of order. This miracle is greater than everything. So to hold up the whole world, to make a major change in the whole world, Yeshua ben Nun walked over and said, Shemesh begivon doim, the koyach of a Jewish mouth, the power of a Jewish mouth. And the Ikrim says that Moshe Rabbeinu should have walked over to a stone and would prove the power of Koyach of Am Yisrael and walked over and said, give water. And that's our meaning. You walk over and say, Mazel Tov! Mazel Tov! The Mazel should be Tov! That's the Koyach of Am Yisrael. Mazel Tov! The power of a Jewish mouth. And I always say it, it's my own personal minik, but Litvikis, they don't fear they have to make a kiddush for a daughter. Can I hear each one of my daughters had a big kiddush in where I live? And people have done it. It's a chiddush shemini. The first two daughters, Litzvik is also me. And my last daughter was born. She was a week before the mitzvah of my son. Next week I made a big kiddush a mitzvah. I have shachas to the whole community. And I get up and I spoke by side. I can't deprive my daughter of all the brachas that she deserves. Just the mazel tovs. I feel this is what keeps us going till the end of life. The power of tefillin. And that's what bitochen means. Bitochen, I'm going to come back to where I started and this I will end. Bitochen does not mean, it's hard. No, that's not what bitochen means. If chas v'sholom you're inflicted with pain, take it very seriously. If you have a family problem, it's very serious. If you have a parnosa problem, it's very serious. The Blessed Ben Pedas said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they have a parnosa problem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, if you want, I'll destroy the world and I'll build it over again. Maybe it'll be solved. She says, maybe. All right, leave it. A parnosa problem is very, very serious. If business is bad, don't say, I'll be talking, it'll be all right. It's garnish poshit. But you have the power to reverse it. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu that afflicted you with this problem. But I can relate from you, Hashem. From Hashem, yes, Eilecho. To you. To the power of Tefillah. First of Avraham Avinu's power. Yitzchak Avinu's power. Yankiv Avinu's power. David HaMelech's power. And most beautiful, my own lips. My heart. A Yiddish hearts, the capacity of a Yiddish hearts is absolutely endless. And I will end with the chazaka that I have, that I always say over this chazal by the seminars, and I'm not mevater. Many people here have heard it maybe 30 times. I'm not saying it to you, I'm saying it to myself. Every time I say it, I see it more beautiful. A beautiful, beautiful chazal. And with this I will end. Chazal bli neder. Chazal tell us, Menashe ben Chizki, a melech Yehud. And by definition, historically, this was the most wicked person in Jewish history. His father was Chizkiyo, melech Yehud. Sheker hachein, Zudoyre shel Moshe. The Hevel Hayofi Zudoyre shel Yahushua. Isha Yiras Hashem Yitzhalo Zudoyre shel Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. Shibodku Midon Va Ber Sheva Vle Motsu Am Ha'oretz. There was no unlearned person in Chizkiyo Melech Yehuda. He was a king and he made law in the country. And whoever doesn't learn Torah was killed. Capital punishment, everyone had to learn Torah. And there was no Am Ha'oretz between the Jewish people. And his son was Menashe, and he wouldn't get married in the beginning. And Chazal tells us because he saw Baruch HaKadosh and his children would be Rishayim. And the Novi came to him, and said, Himcha meis v'lo yisichi, you will die and you won't have Olam Haba. My time at Lenosevitzi, you didn't get married. She says, yeah, I saw Baruch HaKadosh, I'll have a Rasha as a child. And Menashe, and the Yishayahu Novi tells him, V'hadikav shed rachman alam aloch. Don't become involved in the hiddens of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My demifkedos asay. And we see that he shouldn't have done it. Because Lamaise Menashe was the father, was the great-grandfather of Mashiach. If there would be no Menashe, there would be no Mashiach. That's by the way. Don't try to outsmart Hashem. And he told the Navi, he said, you know what, give me your daughter. Maybe my schus and your schus will have good children. And the Navi said, no, it's too late. The gzeir was, you should die. And he says, Ben Omoitz, Yishayo Ben Omoitz, Kalim Vosche Vetzei, go out of here. Kach Mekublami Beisevi Abba, Ahab Kabbalah Afil Cherev Chada Munachas Al Savori Shal Odom. Even if there is a sword on the throat of a person, Ayisiyash Ben Arachmi. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu added life to his years to his life, and he took Yishayo's daughter, and he had a son Menashe. And Menashe was a Rosh HaGomer. And whatever Chizkiyo did, he didn't reverse. He made a law in the country, whoever learns Torah should be killed. And he killed his grandfather. It says in Pasuk, Vayimale Yisrushalayim Pe'el Pe'em Dam. He filled up Yerushalayim with dam. So Chazal say, who was this giant that he killed to fill up all of Yerushalayim with dam? Yishayahu HaNavi. And don't think he wasn't Talmud Chacham. Sometimes you have a Sephraya kid, you know. Because Rav Ashi years later says, mentioned our friend Menashe, and Menashe says, I'm your friend, I'm a bigger Talmud Chacham than you are. And he asked the Mahalochet in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, which Rav Ashi didn't know, the greatest of one of the greatest of Amoraim, and Menashe was a bigger Talmud Chacham. But he was a Rosh HaEved Avodah Zarah. And the end came, like happens to most Rishayim. The Melech Bavel caught him, and the Pasuk says, Vayasudehu b'nechushta. And he tied him in coppers. And Chazal says it means a copper pot. He put him into a copper pot and he started cooking him. And he inflicted on a misa mishuna. And here sits Menashe Melech Yehuda. And he's being cooked alive. And he's seeking for help. So what do you do in such a situation? And what does he do? Would you imagine? He cried out to every idol in the world. Didn't mention Hashem's name. He asked every idol, every ugliness, come help me, come save me. And no one saved him. And after he finished, and no one saved him, now I don't know how long it took, but he was being, it couldn't have been too long. And he says, Zachreni, I remember. Abba Korali, my father taught me. But when you're in trouble and all these evils will come upon you, do tshuva. And he picked up his eyes and he said, Ribbono shel Olam, I'm doing tshuva. And if you'll answer me, then you're Hashem. V'im lav, afani oimer, I say, kol am bin shoven, they're all the same, chas v'sholem. If you don't answer me, then you're just like them. I asked the idols to answer me, they didn't answer me. I asked you, you didn't answer me. You're all the same. V'hoyu malachei hashoreis soigrim dalsis hashamayim. And the angels were closing the gates of heaven. And they said, Ribbono shel Olam, how could you answer such a tefillah, such a rasha? V'chotar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu chatira metachas kisei hakovoit. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a special tunnel from Kisei HaKovid, the Kibloi B'tshuva, and a big wind came and threw him out of the pot and took him back to Yerushalayim. This is the beautiful Chazal. The Rabbi said, this Chazal is a puzzle. What was Menashe's taina? What did Menashe say? Hashem, if you don't answer me, then you're just like them. Why? I think that it's Yosher that they should have answered Menashe. All his life he cherished them. All his life he worked for them. He was Eved Avodah Zarah. The Torah says he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash in their name. He was the one who destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. He caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. He killed Yishayahu HaNavi. He ruined the Jewish people. So I think in such a situation they should answer you. But Hashem? Why should Hashem answer you? When all your life you did against Hashem, you destroyed his Beis HaMikdash, you killed his Levim, you killed his Tzaddikim. Why should Hashem answer you? And when you finally called to Hashem, first you called to all idols. When you finally called to Hashem with such chutzpah, what was his kind? And you see that he was right. Because Hashem answered him in the end. And Menashe said a very beautiful word. The Torah says, the answer is as follows. Menashe said, Hashem, if you don't answer me, why don't you answer me? Because I'm too far gone. Because my resha, my evilness, my wickedness, it's just too much. Too much for who? For your compassion, Hashem? For your Rachmanis? If it's too much, if it's over the boundary, and your Rachmanis has a boundary, then it's not Hashem. Then it's not Hashem. Hashem is endless compassion, endless Rachmanis. And he was right. Because when he gave a tefillah, and every tefillah, the power, the impact, is endless impact. And he was the one who proved it, that never will it be the most wicked, the lowest. Never will a Jew cry out to Hashem that Hashem won't be out of sight to answer him. Of course, when Menashe cried out in those days, everything was light in the world. The wind came and threw him back to Yerushalayim. When we cry out to Hashem, we don't see all of a sudden the wind throwing us to Yerushalayim. When we have a headache or something worse than a headache, we don't see, we cry to Hashem, and all of a sudden, wow, beautiful. It doesn't work like that today. But the impact of tefillin, the power of tefillin, of every Jewish heart, of every Jewish mouth, is nothing less than Menashe's tefillin. First of all, we have Avram's power. We have Yitzchak's power. We have Yankov's power. We have David HaMelech's power. And greater than all, we have a Yiddish heart's power. Elokai, my Hashem, Neshama Shenasata Bi. And that is Bitochen. Bitochen is to realize when there's trouble, it's very severe. Not to take it lightly, but to realize that we have endless powers to reverse our problems. Rachmanos Lana Machle, a family problem, whatever the problem is, Parnosa problem, this is bombs. This is Chamosecho, this is Hashem's curse on us. I can cover myself from your curse, but see lecho, in your shadow, evrecho mimcho, elecho. We can have bitochen on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Aye, millions of kashes. What's about him? What's about her? What's about him? What's about her? What's about greater people than I am? What's about all the great tzaddikim? Didn't they have bitochen? What's about them? A million of kashes. Yipol mitzilcho elef, urevola miminecho, elecho. We're pointing at you, David HaMelech, elecho lo yigosh. You're not going to fend for all the kashes. And a blessed Ben Bedos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, look, if I'll give you so much, we have to cut up the cake evenly. Blessed Ben Bedos, no Hashem. I'm your Ben Yochid. Don't tell me my friends. You'll have enough of them also. I'm your Ben Yochid. Let's talk me and you. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yirabuchah, this is beautiful. This insight, this is greatness. Elokai, my Hashem. Elecho lo yigosh. We have power. And this is the achrayas of Yid. Especially these crucial times, the achrayas. We have endless koiches in our possession. Our siddur, our tehillim, our maisim toivim, our mesiris nefesh. As was mentioned last night by Riches, a drop of mesiris nefesh. This can solve the problem. This can solve the problem. Let us not belittle the problem. Mitzad sheni, Am Yisrael is betzora gedoyle, Rabbi Yisrael. And whoever doesn't realize it I don't know how to say it. It's wrong to say, we have a tachan, it'll be all right. It's garbage, push it. We're in a lot of trouble. Am Yisrael as a whole and a Kodesh as a prat. We have the power. We have the dynamite to reverse this problem. We have a Kodesh Baruch Hu. And a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the individual Kodesh Baruch Hu. One of us here can reverse the problem. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us. We should be zeichet to see b'korim b'kodesh Yisrael.
The Torah lecture that you just heard is dedicated to the memory of Rav Shimshon David ben Rav Chaim Avram Pinkus Atzal, his wife Chaim Mindel Aleiha Shalom, and his daughter Miriam Aleiha Shalom, who were together tragically taken from us in a fatal car accident on Yud Beis Nissan Tov Shin Samach Aleph. Rabbi Shimshon Pinkus Atzal was one of the founders of Shel Heves. He shared his Torah wisdom with us for 16 years and participated in close to 100 Shel Heves weekend seminars and in many, many more lectures. His potent messages passed on to his listeners his strong and serving bond to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his enthusiasm in Kiyum and Kedushas HaMitzvahs and Kedushas HaZmanim. His words brought individuals closer to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and his pure Torah Hashkafa, so beautifully presented, instilled Yiddish character and true Torah values into Jewish homes that will be sensed and still in generations to come. We are grateful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the schus of having recorded all his lectures to share with Klal Yisrael. His words will live on and continue to inspire us and bring us closer to Hashem by serving Him better. It is our fervent tefillah that any steps of growth acquired from this lecture to be a schus for his aliyus neshama, Harav Shimshon David ben Harav Chaim Avram Zatzal, and for the aliyus neshama of his wife and daughter Chaim Mindel and Miriam Aleim Ashalim. For additional cassettes, please contact Shel Heves at 718-633-3005 or 718-438-7332. We're located in Borough Park on 1270 48th Street, Brooklyn, New York, 11219.